or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. What a beautiful day we got going on out there. I think harvest crews fired up some yesterday till those little cloud bursts come around. I got 2 tents at my house, half a mile away. I got 6 tents yesterday afternoon in that little spotted. I think even south west of me, across the river through there, according to the data, they got up to an inch. One little spot got an inch and a half. Just spotted rain everywhere, but I think harvest is in full blast. Dry out, get some cotton planting going, some milo, some hay feed, all kinds of good stuff going on. It's a busy time of the year for farmers. I think our cattle producers are pretty much caught up on working calves for the most part. Not everybody, but most people are. And I got some sale barn reports for you from Elk City, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction over at Clinton. And I have last week's data from the auctions from the state of Texas and the state of Oklahoma, all coming up for you later. Today is the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour, all hour. More on the vet clinic here in just a little bit. Let's see what the temperatures are around our listening area. 82 at Hollis, 83 at Hobart, 81 at Butler, 79 at Arnett, 78 at the May Ranch, way out there in the western end of the Oklahoma Panhandle, around Guymon, and in that area it's in the low 70s. 71, so 10 degrees difference. See what's happening out in Texas Panhandle. 78 at Lipscomb, 77 at the Palador Reservoir, 78 at Lisley, 80 at Memphis, 82 at Goodlett, and 85 at Odell. And I'm going to try to maybe either today or tomorrow get a hold of some harvest crews that are going down around Frederick and in that area to talk about wheat harvest. And speaking of that, I got a report in from Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Let's see what, there it is, see what's happening so far. Down around Granfield and a couple locations at Frederick, early reports from Frederick has moisture and wheat ranging from 12.5 to 13.5. Test weights were ranging from 60 to 62 pounds per bushel. Early report on some yields with one small patch was reported at 43 bushels per acre. The region around Granfield and Frederick is where the USDA is reporting 9% of Oklahoma's wheat crop is good condition. So that's in that area where they got their rains at the right time, has some pretty decent wheat. If you're combining around western Oklahoma anywhere and you got time, and you want to update us on what you guys got going, please text in during the show at 580-225-9697. If you want to share your information with everybody out there, how wheat harvest is going, if you don't want your name mentioned, just don't put your name down. Just say, hey, combine in Beckham County, making 25 bushels an acre, everything's good. My wheat's weedy, my wheat's clean, it looks great, and just whatever, if you're, because I know you're rolling. If you want to share your information, I'd be happy to share it with all the listeners. How about that? Okay, let's see what's happening overnight. There's always something interesting overnight to change something. Grains and soybean jumped in overnight trading as crop quality missed expectations. About 64% of the U.S. corn crop was in good or excellent condition at the start of the week, down from 69% 7 days earlier, according to the Department of Agriculture, and behind trade expectations compiled by Rutgers for 67%. About 85% of the crop has emerged, up from 72% a week earlier, USDA said in a report yesterday. 96% was in the ground as of Sunday. Some 62% of soybeans received top ratings, the first tally of the season for the crop, but missed forecast for 65% good or excellent. 74% had merged at the start of the week from 56% a week earlier. 91% of the soybeans are planted. U.S. spring wheat was 64% good or excellent. Also, the first reading of the year for the crop, missing forecast compiled by Rutgers for 66%. Winter wheat conditions, meanwhile, improved due to rainfalls in the southern plains. About 36% of the crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, up from 34% a week earlier. Analysts were expecting 35% to have earned top ratings. 82% of the U.S. winter crop was harvested as of Sunday, up from 72% a week earlier, and 4% was harvested. So, that misprint or what? Don't make sense. But anyway, that's the way I am. Corn futures for July delivery jumped 10.25 cents to 607.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybeans are up 8.75 cents to 13.58.75 a bushel. Soy meal added 450 a short ton to 405.70, and soybean oil was down 15 to 49.11 a pound. Wheat futures for July surged 21.75 cents to $6.45.75 a bushel, while Kansas City futures gained 22.5 cents to 844.75. Well, what I seen a while ago, it's just the opposite now. I'll give you an update on the current readings here pretty quick. Eastern Minnesota is still under air quality alert this morning as smoke from the wildfires in Canada continue to hang around, according to the National Weather Service. Certain people with health issues may be affected by the smoke in the air. The National Weather Service said in a report early this morning the air quality alert is in effect till 6 o'clock tonight. Thunderstorms are possible in southern Wisconsin today, though it appears severe weather isn't in the forecast. Further south, in the southern plains down here where we live, thunderstorms are forecast for the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles today and tonight. Any thunderstorms may lead to localized flooding. Strong to severe storms possible tomorrow, with wind and hail being the main threat. Thursday onward, the probability for thunderstorms is very low at this time. All right, that got that all wrapped up. Let me update you real quick on current prices. Let me update that, make sure. Yeah, oh man, this thing's changed so dramatically. A lot of things are in the green now. An hour ago, they were in the red. Corn for July is at 6.06. It's up 9 today. September's 5.35. Soybeans for July, 13.61. August is 12.71. Soybean meal for July, 3.98.90. It's down a little over 2. August is 3.92.60, down 2. Soybean oil for July, 50.83. August is 50.52. Hard bread and winter wheat is down a couple today. It's July is at 8.19, September's 8.13. Oats for July, 3.45, up to 3.48 for September. Cotton, just one of those things. You never know what cotton's doing from one day to the next. Cotton is down. It's at 84 cents a pound for July. October's hanging in there where it was yesterday at 82 cents a pound. Crude oil from West Texas, July, $71.79. August is $71.90. Natural gas for July, $2.26. August is $2.38. The S&P, the NASDAQ, Dow, they're all in the red today. Not bad, but they're still in the red. Well, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When I come back, I will have you a weather update out here in the Texas Panhandle. And I got a whole segment of cattle reports to give you and what's going on, how the sale barns are doing from Texas, Oklahoma, from Elk City, from Western Oklahoma, and what the futures are showing. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We will be an ag bank forever. There's just no way around it. Western Oklahoma, that's kind of a big deal around here. And we like to structure that stuff to where it fits your operation. You know, one size doesn't fit all. We're able to take what you need and have it fit you specifically. It helps guys with their cash flow. It gives them a little relief knowing they don't have to come up with a payment during the slow time of the year. They're not having to sell calves early to make a payment. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Easy Cater presents, We've Got Your Back. Up Singers.
Backing you up.
So I ordered Mexican for my team at work.
With vegetarian options for Jerry.
And I'm in a meeting and I remember Jerry's vegan.
All the cheese.
So I text Easy Cater and they reply, no prob, we got this.
Gonna fix it for ya.
Sometimes I get vegetarian and vegan confused. Kind of like Austria and Australia.
Geography is not your strong suit.
Dietary needs? Easy Cater has your back with over 100,000 restaurants. Order 24/7 on EasyCater.com and know.
We got your back.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Hey, all you Western Okies and Texas Panhandlers. This is Jared Clark with South Star JCB, and I've got a JCB with your name on it. Check us out on the web at SouthStarTXJCB.com. That's SouthStarTXJCB.com, or give me a call, 469-325-7466. 469-325-7466. Thank you, and God bless you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Out here in the Texas Panhandle at the town of Dozer, it's 78 degrees, humidity's 56, dew point 61. The winds are out of southwest at a whopping 2 miles an hour, with gusts all the way up to 3 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 12 miles an hour. So far, month to date, precipitation for the month of June, 6 days into it, you've already got over 3 inches, 3.07 inches of rain. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature is 70 degrees. Okay, let's check out some livestock, because I got a whole slew of it to go over. Currently right now, live cattle for June at 179.75, August is 175.52, October's 178.27, December is 181.27, feeder cattle for August, 243.67, September is 246.92. Lean hogs for June, 87.60. July is 87.72. August is 84.20. All right, over here in Elk City, last Friday, there was 602 head come through the sale barn. Steers in the 400-pound range, it looks like they were bringing anywhere from 290 to 316. Five weights, anywhere from 262 to 270. Them were all cutter bulls. And then we got 600-pound range, anywhere from, we had five from Cheyenne, brought 243. And then the 700-pound range, they had some from Cheyenne also, they brought 223. 800-pounders, 823s from Shamrock, 212 per hundredweight. Pretty nice price there. On the heifer side, the three weights were bringing over $3 at anywhere from 3 to 306. 400-pounders, 248 to around 248. Had some weaned ones weighing 510, brought 258. Some 600-pounders were bringing 228, 225. And then we had some from Shamrock, weighing 665, brought 208. And then some seven-weight heifers, 190 out of Sayre, weighed 794. Butcher cows were bringing up to 120.50. Butcher bulls up to 134.50. Bred cows anywhere from 900 to 1650. Pairs were bringing anywhere from $785 to $2,600 per pair. At Clinton, at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday, there was, how many cuts? 775 head come through there. Steers in the three weights were bringing 322. In the four weights, 296. Five weights, 253. Six weights, 254. A big bunch out of Dotson, 142 head to be exact. Average 773, brought 236.35. And then, thanks, boss. And then Hydro, they had some steers weighing 808, brought 230. And out of Eric, 22 head, 828, 221 per hundredweight. Heifers, four weights, 263. Some seven weights brought 210.50. Some eight weights brought anywhere from 192 to 196.50 out of Butler. That was a pretty nice bunch there, 40 something head. Butcher cows were bringing up to 114, and butcher bulls were bringing up to 134.50. How about that? All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Oklahoma, let me get way over here. Okay, here we go. In Texas last week, sale barn summary, they sold 3,063 through the sale barns compared to 4,400 the week before and 4,400 last year. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers still mostly steady to $5 higher. Trade activity was light to moderate on moderate to good demand. Heavy rains in the Texas Panhandle hampered cattle movement and flooded some areas. Looks like about the same thing on the steers. Just quickly, there was a big bunch of 400-pound steers, average 429, average 278.60 per hundredweight. And then there's 137 steers weighing 718 average weight, brought 222.85. And then they had some 889 weights, a nice bunch of 30, brought up to 194.25. Then we got on heifers, basically same thing, 122 head, average 421 on heifers, on weight, 289 was top end, 277 was the average weight there. So there you got going on there. Okay, in Oklahoma, total receipts, 12,490 compared to 29,000 the week before, and actually almost the same amount last year, 12,647. In Oklahoma compared to last week, all classes lightly tested as most Monday and Tuesday sales closed due to Memorial Day holiday. Feeder steers and heifers sold 3 to 8 higher. Steer calves 10 to 20 higher. Heifer calves $7 to $14 higher. Demand very good for all classes. Cattle futures sharply higher this week, and cash slaughter cattle trades pushed to 180 in the south. Rains continue to fall in the west, pushing the large areas of drought away. Slaughter cows $1 to $2 higher, though lean cows not well tested. Slaughter bulls $2 higher. Demand was good for cows. Let's go over a few of these right here. Let's see, 168 out of the steers, average weight 573, 271.40. Then they add in the 700-pound range of the steers, 540 head, average weight 775, average price 218.63. Get down here in the nine weights, they had 541 that averaged 920 pounds, and what was it? 199.40. 60 cents shy, $2 per pound on that deal. On the heifers, basically same thing. I'll go over some of these bigger ones. They had eight weights bringing $1.75. Seven weights were, there's nice bunch of 725s brought up to $1.98, with $1.89 being the deal. Bulls, that's a wrong one. Breaker cows, anywhere from, they had about 100 head of the breaker cows. Looked like they was going anywhere from 108 to 109. Boner cows, almost 300 head sold in Oklahoma last week. And looks like average price was anywhere from $89.60 to $107.55. And then on lean cows, looks like a couple hundred head sold in Oklahoma last week that was reported. Anywhere from the lowest I see is 70, and it says very low return to feed on the, beside that one. And looked like they had some lean cows bringing up to 95, 96 cents a pound. So anyway, then we're on the better end of the deal there. So bred cows in Oklahoma were, looks like they was about 50, 60 head sold in Oklahoma last week. And these are medium and large number ones. They were bringing anywhere from 900 to 1600 bucks, depending on what the quality. Of course, we don't know the quality unless they stayed it. But anyway, they were 1600 for bred cows. Cow-calf pairs, not a whole lot. 25 head in Oklahoma sold last week. Medium and large number ones with 150-pound calves or less on them were bringing anywhere from 1375 to 2850 bucks. And cow-calf pairs with 150 to 300-pound calves on them, just five head there, they all brought 70 or 2500, and they said these were fancy, so $2,500 for that pair. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large, with 300-pound plus calves on them, just brought a little over 2,000. There wasn't very many head of those. So there you got it going on there. So a lot of cattle there. Lots going on with the cattle in Oklahoma and Texas. All right, quick update on, I told you yesterday I'd give you an update on Foss Lake. Looks like Foss Lake is down 3.5 feet, and it's come up a little bit. It's 82.21% full, according to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Looks like Ouachita River is starting to slow down coming into it, but it's still running pretty good at about, 200 cubic feet per second. You can do the math on that. It's up, storage acres is up, from 100, or acre feet, sorry, not acres, but acre feet. And from the second to today, it's went from 136,000 acre feet to 142,000 acre feet. So it's coming up, and even out this lake is by 4 o'clock, I did the math. 4 o'clock this afternoon, out this lake will be 25% full. So it's at 24.96% right now. But the river is on the rise down there again. I noticed at the Sayre Bridge yesterday that it come up yesterday a foot, but it was back down a foot this morning. But it's still rolling pretty good. Out this lake is still down 75% of its capacity. It's got a long ways to go. 24.9% full. How about that? Well, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When I come back, I'll have your forecast from Northwestern Oklahoma and tell you a little more about Stockman's, and we'll see what else we got to talk about today. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. We had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind him. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Once again, a good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 22nd. 788 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 361 brought 295. 13 at 503 brought 276.50. 3 at 685 brought 212. 4 at 759 brought 210. 27 at 937 brought 188. 9 at 965 brought 192. 24 at 1021 brought 177. 4 head of heifers at 329 brought 257. 13 at 428 brought 240. 8 at 544 brought 221. 10 at 569 brought 224. 33 at 743 brought 190.50. 7 at 809 brought 186. 2 at 838 brought 181. Butcher cows were 10 to 110.50. Butcher bulls brought 70 to 140. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095. And before I go, I'll let you know that Jimmy Clark can build a snowman out of rain, drown a fish, and tie his shoes with his feet.
Yay! Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I've picked a big metropolitan area of Slapout, Oklahoma for your update for northwestern Oklahoma. Currently it's 79 degrees there. Dew point's 57. Humidity's 48. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. The winds are calm. Sunset at 80.56 tonight. 20% chance of showers today in 84. Tomorrow, 83. Thursday, 84. Friday, 86. And Saturday, 85 degrees for a high. Thursday, starting tomorrow night through Saturday, you have 20% chance of rain day and night. There at Slapout. So, anyway, today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Cap Hour. As temperatures increase and our drought continues, remember to keep an eye on your pets and livestock as ticks are thriving. Ticks carry diseases for our pets and rob our livestock of production and weight gains. Contact is for us for easy treatment and prevention programs for all species. With spring calving winding down, it's time to plan spring calf working and vaccination program for your cow herds. Call us and we can work together on a program and a schedule that will fit your needs and production schedule. Also, providing a full line of equine services, including vaccines and dental. Remember that good, clean water is the most important nutrient for all of our pets and livestock. Please check your water source regularly. Proudly serving all of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, providing full service to all species in a complete mixed animal practice, called Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200. 225-0200 to schedule a visit or after-hours emergency service. You guys remember, I've been telling you about it for months now. Coming up in 5 days, you will not be able to buy antibiotics anymore. And if you ain't made your relationship with the local vet yet, you're probably not going to get one. Anyway, I'm sorry. I giggle at that, but it's not. No, this was one thing you didn't need to wait till the last minute on. I'm sorry. It ain't happening. I don't feel sorry for anybody on the deal. Because, well done. You know, today is Tuesday. It's also Hay Day Tuesdays. I got some information for you on some hay right quick. And the average price for alfalfa hay jumped $20 from March to April, according to the USDA's Agriculture Prices Report. The magnitude of this jump was the result of a high volume hay being sold in Arizona during April, said Michelle Harder of the USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service. How about that? Because we figured prices on weighted average, this sort of thing can happen with a high-priced state that sells a lot of hay, even though their actual price declined slightly for the month. Looking at back at 2022, the average price of alfalfa hay jumped by nearly $30 a ton from March to April. The 23 April price set a new record high for any monthly average alfalfa hay price. The previous high price was set last year in October. Without Arizona in the equation, the price of Supreme and Premium alfalfa hay in April only rose about $1 per ton from March to $3.15 a ton. The average price of grass hay during April was pegged at $167 a ton, dropping for the fifth consecutive month. Double-digit gains in alfalfa price was realized only in two states during April. Both New York and Pennsylvania was up $12 a ton. Double-digit declines in April alfalfa hay price occurred in three states, California and Nevada, which dropped by $20 a ton, and Oregon was down $10 a ton. The highest average alfalfa hay price was reported in Arizona at $345 per ton. Washington followed at $330. Oregon and New Mexico checked in at $315 per ton. Midwest states continue to account for the cheapest average hay prices. North Dakota was easily the lowest at $127 per ton. It was followed by Wisconsin at $160 and Missouri at $165. Keep in mind, the USDA average prices account for all quality and bale types of hay sold. Also, the final U.S. estimate is volume-weighted average rather than a simple average of state values. Those states with the most volume sales will impact the final U.S. dollar value more than those with the fewer sales. There you go. So, anyway, the USDA also tracks the prices of Supreme and Premium quality alfalfa in major dairy states and determines if average price for the five top milk producing states, California, Idaho, New York, Texas, and Wisconsin. For April, the average price of Supreme and Premium alfalfa rose only $1 per ton to $3.15 per ton. 1 year ago, it was at $3.18. So let's see what prices were last week in all of our area. California alfalfa premium looks like Kansas was $250 to $330, Missouri was $180 to $300, Nebraska $300, New Mexico, over here to the west of us, 265 to 450. Oklahoma, no information available. And Texas was 365 per ton delivered to 425. And that was not delivered. On hay prices, let's go with Kansas, 160 to 200 on premium, 100 to 265 on good, with that 265 being delivered. Missouri's 175 on premium, 125 to 150 on good. Nebraska, nothing available. Oklahoma, nothing available. Texas, premium grass hay, $240 to $400 a ton. And it ain't got a D by it, so it had to be what they got. On good grass hay or other hay, if you want to call it, $208 to $350, and that $350 being delivered. There's your hay report for the week. So anyway, the U.S. Department of Agriculture wants to hear from farmers regarding possible changes to preventive planting crop insurance coverage, with multiple in-person comment sessions scheduled for over the summer through the USDA Risk Management Agency, the RMA. The request for information and written in person will remain open till September 1st. Please don't call your FSA office in your county. Listen to what I got to say, and you'll probably get an email from it. So this is, they probably don't even know this is going on. If they do, they don't know what's going on. The request for information and written in person will remain open till September 1st. Preventive planting insurance can prove invaluable in the event that extreme weather impacts planting times. I'm going to give you a good example as soon as I get done with this. Information on how to leave a written comment in response to the USDA's request can be found on, here we go, not the FSA office at your county, but here, the Federal Register website, okay? We truly care about our customers, the nation's agriculture producers have to say. That's why we're hosting listening sessions in 11 states in addition to accepting written comments, said RMA Administrator Marcia Bunger. I hope I said that right. We listen to their needs to do that. We can adapt, improve, and help them manage their risk and provide better opportunities to protect their operations. The RMA plans to do a virtual session via Microsoft Teams on June 8th. That's coming up in 2 days, with more information available on the RMA website. There's going to be 13 in-person sessions scheduled for the following states. And Texas is the, and New Mexico are the only ones that I see close to Oklahoma. So Texas will be June 13th in El Capo, however you want to say that. And in New Mexico, it'll be in Las Cruces, August 24th. Plenty of times to come going on. To finish this up, the RMA also wants to know if it should re-implement the option to buy up preventive planting insurance up to 10%, or if farmers have willingness to pay an additional premium for expanded planting benefits, among other general questions. Whether preventive planting payments are higher for contracts, crops are not, or not, is also a topic for the RMA input. Input on the implication of this 1-in-4 rule, which stipulates that acreage must have been reported, planted, harvested, and insured at least one of the last 4 years, crop years, is also requested. So there you got it going on there. Okay, let me see where this other deal is before I go to break. If I can find it. There, here it is. Farmers in the Southern Plains have a new battle on their hands. We go from one extreme to the other. After fighting consecutive multiple years of devastating drought, rains have started to fall, with some of the areas of the Texas Panhandle breaking records for the wettest May ever. The barrage of rainfall means farmers aren't able to plant, and prevent plant discussions are starting to occur. Wesley Spurlock Farms in Sherman County, Texas, he and other area farmers are experiencing a year of first. the amount of consecutive days of rain. It's been years since I've probably experienced it, he said. The issue is the much-needed rain has fallen just as farmers are trying to get in their field to plant this year's crop. Just 2 months ago, farmers talked about the possibility of not planting the crop without any moisture to help get the crop established out of the ground. Now they're faced with just the other extreme. From September to the end of April, we got less than a half inch of moisture during this time frame. Since the 26th or 28th of April, we've got anywhere from 14 to 20 inches of rain. In his area of the northern Texas of the Panhandle, the drought monitor has gone from showing extreme drought conditions to now abnormally dry, and not even in a drought. And then suddenly, there's a switch. Most of his acres haven't been even planted yet. We still have about 80% of our acres to plant. We had about 25 to 3,000 acres of cotton aimed at planting, and the final planting date on cotton, guess what, was last week, May 31st. So there you have it, from one extreme to the other. Well, let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and when we come back, we'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Come and get it. Are you a farmer or livestock producer? Then you're invited to attend one of several ribeye steak dinners and informational meetings courtesy of Ag Defense Risk Management. They'll be sharing the latest details on recent changes to subsidized programs offered by the USDA through federal crop insurance that helps to manage risk you face related to lack of rainfall and falling cattle prices. Leave your checkbooks at home and plan on attending their next meetings, Tuesday, May 30th at the Ouachita County Activity Center in Cordell and Tuesday, June 6th at the Gary Sale Barn in Gary, Oklahoma. Ribeyes will be served at 6:30 p.m., RSVP is not required. For more information, visit their website at agdefenserm.com or call 580-454-4367. Best defense is Ag Defense. Ag Defense is an equal opportunity employer. Hope to see you there.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
A good morning to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 26. 673 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 270 brought 334. 3 at 328 brought 304. 5 at 489 brought 275. 3 at 497 brought 274. 2 at 548 brought 254. 9 at 557 brought 264. 19 at 609 brought 239. 3 head of heifers at 335 brought 260. 2 at 433 brought 236. 7 at 607 brought 218. 4 at 629 brought
brought 214. 8 at 654 brought 211. 6 at 671 brought 198. 4 at 728 brought 196. Butcher cows were 10 to 115. Butcher bulls brought 95 to 138. Bred cows were 975 to 1760. Pairs brought 960 to 2200. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. I picked the big city of Grandfield down there along the Red River because I know them combines are rolling down through there right now. 87 degrees, feels like 86. Humidity's 40%, 2.60. No rain in the last 24 hours, and the wind's out of the east at 5 miles an hour with sunset at 8:44. Today, slight chance of thunderstorms in 88. Tomorrow, another slight chance of thunderstorms, 20%, 88. Thursday, here she comes. Summer's officially here finally on June, 8th, 9th. High, 90, sunny. Friday's going to be hot, but the wind's going to be blowing a little bit. 95 degrees, and then Saturday, another chance of rain, slight chance, 20%, high of 95 with southwest winds, 9 to 13 with gust up to 20. That's for your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Okay, where was I? Flies. Controlling horn flies in cattle. Is garlic powder the answer? Horn flies can become a major issue for the cattle during the summer. Commonly used fly control methods include sprays, drenches, and dusts. However, a recent trend within the livestock industry is the search for the alternative fly control methods. Among the methods gaining national attention is the use of garlic, cinnamon, and other essential oil-based extracts in livestock feeds or minerals. The thought behind feeding livestock this is that their strong scents will deter the flies. However, are these fragrant control methods effective, or are they all show? Alabama Cooperative Extension Systems experts are here to help unravel this aromatic mystery. I like it. Kim Mullenix, an Alabama Extension beef system specialist, said that while these alternative fly control additives are of popular interest, research on their effectiveness is pretty limited so far. They're working on it, though. Most of the available research on supplementing garlic as a fly control method was done in dairy cattle diets. While some reduction in fly numbers was observed, this is because garlic was supplemented in larger quantities in their daily mix ration than what producers can provide through a mineral supplement. They put it in their feet. David Boxer and T.L. Meyer, both educators with Nebraska Extension, recently published information about their research with using garlic as a mean of horn fly control. In their two studies, they used garlic mixed with minerals and salt and offered it to the cattle free choice. To gauge effectiveness, the researchers used a control group of untreated cattle. According to their findings, horn fly numbers on cattle in both studies exceeded the economic threshold of 200 flies. An economic threshold is when there are enough flies present that the economic loss is equal to the producer's management cost. In one of the studies, a rescue treatment had to be performed to reduce the number of horn flies. Read more about that in the Nebraska's Extension Research at beef.unl.edu. While the effectiveness of garlic and other scent-powered control methods is not fully known, there are some alternative fly control methods that producers can implement in their operations. Mullenix said that there's many mineral supplements that include additives for management items such as fly control. Producers may consider using components of their nutrient program as carriers for feed through fly control methods. Some of the most common fly control additives in minerals is used is includes S-methoprane, or however you say that. This passes through the digestive tract of the animal and prevents the development of fly eggs and manure, which is where flies most often lay their eggs. Because of this control method involves the reproductive cycles of flies, Mullenix said these mineral products contained in that need to be available to cattle more way before the onset of the flies of the season concern. I don't know if you guys know there's a lot of flies out there this year. While proven alternative methods do have their place and time for use, they generally cannot be solely dependent on for proper fly control. To achieve full level control, producers should use multiple products and modes of action. Ms. Kelly Palmer, an Alabama Extension Animal Science and Forage Region agent, said there are several products labeled for horn fly control that come in a variety of delivery methods. These control methods include sprays, drenches, dusts, ear tags, and feed troughs. Palmer said no matter what the method a producer chooses, they must do something so these flies don't bite off too much of their profits. For traditional control options such as spray, drenches, and dust, Palmer said these will only provide temporary relief to cattle. Producers must take multiple applications throughout the season to effectively control the flies, especially when it's been raining like it has. While not as traditional as some methods, the use of fly ear tags has become widely popular. However, she said, producers need to use them correctly to achieve the desired level of control. Wait to apply tags until the herd has reached 200 flies per animal. Applying tags too early will decrease the effectiveness during the peak of the horn fly season. Also, be sure to follow the label rates. Remove the tags at the end of the season or when they stop being effective and rotate between classes of insecticide. Not following these steps can increase resistance in the horn fly population. Just like raising a baby child, properly controlling horn flies and cattle takes a village. It's important to beef producers talk with other producers and neighboring farms about fly control strategies they use. If you're being proactive in terms of fly control, but your neighbor doesn't use fly control, this may not help your situation at all. Work together to discuss an integrated fly control deal. There you have it. There's your fly tip of the week. They are terrible this week. Anyway, let's see here what I got. Oh, quick update. You know how I am on equipment. John Deere has added 5 new models to its 1725 C-Stack Full Planter lineup. The 1725 C suite of models is intended for corn, soybean, cotton, and peanut farmers. These models are the 1725 CCS 12 row 30 stack fold planter and 4 1725C non-CCS planters that include a 12 row, a 30 12 row, a 36 38 12 row, and a 38 40 or 16 row 30 configurations. The planters come factory built with a full agronomic suite, including exact merge or maxim merge, 5E row units, pneumatic row cleaners, and closing wheels and hydraulic downforce on individual rows. The 1725C CCS model comes with a 55 bushel tank. Non-CCS models can be built with a 1.6 bushel hopper for max emerge 5E row units and on exact emerge row units except for 30 inch row models. 2.7 bushel hopper is available for exact emerge row units and 3 bushel hopper for the max emerge 5E. Sounds like something off Star Wars. All new 1725C planters include electric drives for individual row control compared to groups or rows of hydraulic drive planters. Electric drive planters are also built to reduce maintenance requirements as they do not have wear parts like chains and sprockets found in the hydraulic models. Each 1725C planter has a newly designed frame with convertible hitch along with compatibility between tractors fitted with the Cat 3 or the 4N hitch. Last but not least, the exact rate fertilizer system can be added to any 1725 seed planter, which is designed to provide up to 20% more accurate nutrient placement in turn compared to non-turn compensating systems, according to John Deere. If you want to know more about this 1725C model, guess what? Go to www.johndeere.com or just call your salesman at your nearest John Deere dealer here in Western Oklahoma or the Eastern Texas Panhandle. Anyway, music's playing. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech is going to be on here tomorrow. I bet he's got all kinds of news with all this moisture you can be doing with your ground right now. Coming up tomorrow. Have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.